Next item, let's go to time certain 701, please.
Adopt the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2016-17 over expenditure process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
All right. The over expenditure ordinance, otherwise known as OEO, is the last of three supplemental budget processes. The OEO is primarily used to make certain that each bureau and fund ends the year without a negative balance in the major objective categories. This year's OEO is relatively straightforward. There are no requests for additional funding from contingency or compensation set-asides. There are a limited number of carryovers into fiscal 17-18 that include the following. There is $750,000 in the Housing Bureau to further support the Joint Office of Homeless Services, $689,252 to complete the third and final phase of the Columbia River Levee Project, $27,000 at the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence that will expand support for elderly and disabled adults. There's $100,000 at the Bureau of Human Resources for a records management project in preparation for the Portland building move. And there's $20,000 in Commissioner Udaly's office to finish some of the maintenance that has been started there. There's $32,000 in underspending on campsite cleanup on the Springwater Corridor, which is being reprogrammed towards similar efforts next year. Lastly, a number of technical adjustments to align resources with expenditures within the bureaus and the funds. Director Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director. And you have capably covered everything that is in the overexpenditure ordinance. I'm happy to answer any questions. The other thing I will note is there is a companion resolution that goes along with this for interfund loans. And as we have done for a number of years now, based on some accounting rules and principles, we need to make sure that our funds don't end the year with any negative balances. And because of the nature of the grants fund, they're always getting reimbursed later. And so we do this at the end of the year. There will be a temporary loan from Transportation Operating Fund to the grants fund of about $9.7 million. It will be paid back early next fiscal year. So this is just so we end the year with the books straightened out. And then the same thing with the Recreational Marijuana Tax Fund. They've incurred some very small administrative fees of about $10,000. So the Arts and Education Fund will make a temporary loan of $10,000 to the Marijuana Fund. I'm happy to answer any questions about the interfund loans or the overexpenditure ordinance in general.
Any questions, colleagues? Any public testimony on this item?
Robert West signed up.
Good morning.
Good morning. My concern is that, you know, everyone that's living now has a budget. And, you know, I can't just decide, well, hey, I get $700 a month. I'm going to spend $850 a month. And then come back to the city and say, well, hey, I spent too much money. I need more money.
This is the opposite of that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
This is an over-expenditure ordinance, or an these are actually resources that have not been expended in this year that are being carried over to continue the work.
Okay. The other issue that I have is that money shouldn't be going from one place to another, especially private organizations, to the city. The book should be covered so that there you don't have to go to someone else to get money just for a short period of time. And that's what I got to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Andrew, is this the last public appearance you're making before us on the budget until the fall bump? So thank you. And, you know, Mayor, there's a lot of detail to this report. One thing I do want to just call out, there's about $7 million of resources that the Bureau of Environmental Services, additional user charges, debt service, reserve savings, and delayed vehicle replacement costs. Those $7 million are going to be transferred to the construction fund and will allow us to delay the next bond sale. So that's good news for our ratepayers. I'm pleased to support this ordinance. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for this, and I do want to highlight the interfund transfer. I'm not sorry, the carryover of the $37,000 for the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services that will enable us to begin to serve elderly residents who are in need of, often find themselves in need of restraining orders, which the Gateway Center does right now for survivors of domestic violence. And this will allow us to expand our services to also serve elders who need restraining orders as well. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I need to call out the transfer from of savings in, from the general fund in the Portland Park Bureau to the Gulf Fund. The Gulf Fund has been in the past completely self-sustaining, an enterprise function that we call it. This is the first time that general fund resources have been used for the Gulf program, and it will be the last. So Director Mike Abate and the staff and I will be taking a in-detail look at how to make sure that we don't use general fund for this in the future. And all options will be on the table, up to and including suspension of the Gulf program if necessary. We're exploring options, and obviously there will need to be a full public process to discuss this issue, which we will be starting shortly. And because we recognize that while the weather has been bad, with climate disruption, it's not likely to get any better. And nationally, there's a downward trend in golf participation. So thank you to the staff and to the City Budget Office for all of the adjustments here. This is the one that will be my most urgent priority. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please.